Field notes from Scalar Flower. The flower opens, launching the Scalar Flower instrument. By Sayer G and Dr. Tia Kansara, with computational collaboration by Claude and the Hermes agent. Astrology has carried real wisdom since the beginning of the historical record, inside a structure it has never been able to defend. Ask two practitioners to read the same birth, and they will reach for different house systems, different zodiacs, different offsets, and produce different charts. The insight survives anyway, passed hand to hand, because people feel it land. But the foundation has always been contested. We decided to start somewhere unusual for this field, with a proof. Today we open the Scalar Flower instrument to the world. It is an astrology in the free will tradition of Edgar Cayce, a map of what a soul chose to work with, a slope, and not a track. But it begins by establishing the one thing astrology has never had, a core of the chart that is provably the same, no matter which school you belong to. The lattice registers, we do not claim it transmits, what we actually built. Instead of a table of house placements, the Scalar Flower models a chart as a wave superposition field. Each of the 10 classical bodies is treated as a unit amplitude wave, sourced at its position on the sky. Where the 10 voices agree, the field brightens. Where they cancel, it falls silent. From that single construction, we read a handful of structural quantities. The hub, how nearly the 10 agree, the aim, the direction of their resultant, the winding, how the pattern circulates, and the chorus, which voices carry and which descent. Then we prove something about them. From the white paper's abstract, we present a formalism in which the structurally meaningful quantities of a chart are provably invariant under all of these choices. From this single construction follow several theorems. A frame invariance result, the core structural quantities are bit identical across every house system, zodiac, and Ionamsa. An Ionamsa cancellation lemma and an anchor dependence theorem that isolates the one quantity that does track a stated convention. In plain terms, the hub magnitude, the winding number, and the chorus composition are bit identical across every house system, both zodiacs, every Ionamsa, and every measuring anchor. The centuries-old fight over which system is correct simply does not touch them. Only the names of the places change. We then gave those numbers a calibrated language by computing them across a population of approximately 290,000 births, so that the same word always denotes the same rarity. Coherence stated as architecture, never as worth. Why this is different? Most systems ask you to accept a tradition whole. This one is built in three honest layers, and it never lets them blur. First, the mathematics is exact. The field, hub, aim, winding, and chorus are computed deterministically from ephemeris data and are frame invariant. Anyone with the data can reproduce them. This part is a theorem, not a belief. Second, the premise is an axiom, not physics. That planets act as wave sources is a chosen starting point, not an established mechanism, and we say so, wherever the system is described. Third, the meaning is symbolic craft, never prediction. The contemplative reading is a reflective lens, offered as correspondence. It makes no forecast, no diagnosis, no claim of validation that has not occurred. Here is the part almost no one in this field will say out loud. We ran a pre-registered predictive test, thresholds fixed in advance, in writing, before we touch the data, to ask whether the calibrated geometry predicts anything about a person. It did not. The hub did not predict vocation across thousands of Gulklin records. The effect was tiny and ran in the wrong direction. Two further checks also failed. We published the refutation because it sharpens what the instrument is. The calibrated geometry is real, invariant, and reproducible, and it is not a personality predictor. We tell you what broke. That is the whole point of trusting what didn't. So what is a reading for? A Scalar Flower reading is a portrait of a shape, the geometry your 10 voices actually make, rendered in language meant for reflection. It describes a curriculum, what your field leans toward, where it concentrates, where it holds tension. In the tradition of Cayce, the chart is read as aspirational. Free will overrides. The geometry offers focus, never fate. What you build with it, and whether and when, the field does not say. That part is yours. How to explain it to someone you love. You don't need the mathematics to share why this matters. Here is the plain version. Each line traces back to something the instrument actually computes. If they're skeptical of astrology, you can say, this one starts by admitting astrology can't agree with itself, and then proves the one piece that is the same for everyone, no matter which school you follow. That points to the frame invariance theorem. It meets the skeptic on their own ground, instead of asking for faith first. If they ask, does it predict my future? You can say no. And the makers tested that and published the failure. It's a mirror of the shape you're working with, not a script for what happens. That points to the pre-registered null result. Honesty about what it isn't is what makes the rest trustworthy. If they want to know what they get, you can say, a portrait of how the 10 planets in your chart line up into one field, where your voices agree, where they pull apart. Written as something to reflect on, like a really good letter about your own design. That points to the hub, the chorus, the counterline. Concrete, computed, and personal. And if they ask why it's beautiful, you can say, the chart renders as a flower of life in three dimensions. 12 spheres around one. The same close packing nature uses from cells to crystals. Your planets light it up from the inside. That points to the three-dimensional vector equilibrium view. The geometry is real sacred geometry, not decoration. Read the proof yourself. The full formalism is published as an open core white paper. The theorems and their consequences are stated in the open. The explicit field kernel and calibration constants are reserved for a later disclosure. You can read exactly what is proven and exactly what is withheld. The wave mathematics is exact, reproducible, anchor-free, and wavelength invariant. The planets as wave sources premise is the system's axiom, not established physics. The meaning is symbolic craft on real computation, a portrait, not a forecast, a mirror, never a script. This has been Field Notes from Scalar Flower.